Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Treasured Words. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're grateful and thankful for the opportunity we have to study your word. I pray you would sink it into our hearts and that we would apply it in our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Tonight, our treasured words are found in Psalm 118, verse 24. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now let me begin by defining joy. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of everything that goes on in our lives. It is a quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to work out for our good and His glory. And thirdly, it is a determined choice to praise God in every situation. Jesus intended His followers to have a joy that was unshakable in a world that had gone totally mad. Sound familiar? Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, when we believe in Jesus, we are filled with an inexpressible and a glorious joy. You see, joy is different from happiness. Happiness comes and goes. It quickly changes with our circumstances. That's why pursuing happiness is not a cure for feeling sad or feeling empty or feeling alone, because happiness never lasts. Joy, on the other hand, is not based on your circumstances. It is His gift to believers, and it is constant through all of our circumstances. Happiness is dependent on what happens to us. But joy is received because of what Jesus did on the cross. He paid the penalty for our sin, and He allows us to have a joyful relationship with the Heavenly Father. His resurrection showed that He is more powerful than any circumstance that comes in our lives. In Jesus, we find forgiveness and we find fulfillment. It's a joy that will endure the storms of life. It can't be imitated. It can't be duplicated. You can't buy it in a pill. You can't purchase it in a bottle. The joy that's real and unshakable is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, because He alone is the source of joy. In John 15, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." You see, the Lord fills the emptiness in our lives. In Psalm 27, David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You see, Jesus gives us joy that no one can take from us. His presence produces joy, and joy heals, and it inspires, and it refreshes. It can conquer depression. It can turn our darkness into light. It puts a song in our hearts, and it refreshes our mind. Real joy is mine, no matter what the teardrops come. I found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart. So if you're looking for joy, you need to look to the Lord Jesus. True joy, remember, is never dependent on circumstances. Nothing that happens to us at any time can change that. Because no matter what comes, we still can give thanks. We still believe in God's goodness and God's love. Because that's what carries us through all of the difficult times in our lives. He's with us, He'll never leave us, and He'll never forsake us. His love covers us, His peace sustains us, and His joy gives us strength to face every trial and every circumstance with courage and with grace. You see, the Lord wants us to know that His grace is sufficient for us. He can empower us to serve Him with joy. He strengthens us to live for Him, and His joy completely fills us. day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your words, and I pray that we would just rejoice, have a joyful heart in knowing that you love us, that you guide us, and that you keep us from day to day. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, folks, God is good all the time. See you Sunday in church.